There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What's going on, everybody out there all across the land? Of course, you're tuned into the number one station on the net. That's the Keith Harris Show. And without any further ado, I would love to roll out the red carpet and introduce to you this stunning, amazing, and might I say not afraid of danger at all. Without any further ado, here is the lovely actress and producer, Gia Franzia. Did I pronounce that right?
Hello.
Hey, how
you? Yeah, Franzia, perfect.
Okay, okay. So, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. I'm amazing. The weather's nice today. It's not too chilly. Doing all right. And we got you on the show, so it's real groovy. Now, I got to ask you. Let me start with this question. I seen you kicking butt in a film that we're going to talk about a little later. Do you wake up thinking about kicking butt like that?
Of course. I go to bed thinking about it, too.
Wow. I tell you. Because good gracious. Look, but before we go there, let me ask you, okay, you were born in Santa Monica, right?
I was born in Santa Monica. I was raised in Orange County, right, here in Southern California, near, you know, Disneyland. But my mom... Yeah, I have five brothers and sisters, so we were all born in Santa Monica and raised down here in Orange County. But I moved out to L.A. after college.
Right. Did you see yourself, I mean, when you were, you know, a young one growing up, you know, was there something special about, you know, movies to you? Did you like acting? Did you have the acting bug? Or what made you decide that this was the route for you?
You know, I have a definitive moment in my life where I knew that I wanted to be an actress, and that was when I saw Alyssa Milano with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando.
Oh, wow.
And I was totally obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger my entire childhood, high school, and college years. I didn't have New Kids on the Block and NSYNC posters. I had every Arnold Schwarzenegger poster, but when I saw her in that movie, that I'm telling you, that was the moment I said, I want to do what she's doing. But I didn't tell anyone, you know, I didn't tell anybody what I wanted to do because it just seemed like such a far out,
right,
you know, idea, especially when you're like, you know, 9 years old or however old I was, but.
Right, because
you know, and then my mom was raising all of us. This has been, you know, I started really late, you know, to drive out to L.A. from Orange County, and she was working full time and stuff. It just,
yeah,
you know,
and
hard.
And a lot of young kids, especially little girls, you know, when they see you wanted to take on something pretty exciting from the jump. You know, sometimes little girls want to be the ones holding the flower in the movie or swinging on the swing in the yard. You look at, you know what I'm saying? You right away, you wanted to get into the action. You wanted to jump, shoot, swing like that and kick. Like, you weren't afraid of that at all. Were you a daring?
It's funny that you bring that up because I didn't watch the movie thinking that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be Alyssa Milano. But yeah, I mean, actually, if you really think about it, I think I really have always gravitated towards that genre, until I actually did it, and I loved it. I keep doing it, you know what I mean? But that's funny you say that. Never really thought about that.
Well, I gotta ask, I mean, in school, did you, because you're obviously athletic, you have to be. Did you play sports in school?
I've played sports my whole life, and I have two older brothers. I have one brother is a Navy SEAL, you know, and I have pretty tough brother, and so I was always, you know, fighting, and, you know, we'd see these Bruce Lee movies, and we'd come home fighting, and,
Hey.
You know, but yeah, I've been swimming competitively and played sports all through high school.
I know.
Yeah, I'm pretty athletic.
I know nobody wanted to mess with your family. You got you doing the action, your brother, the Navy SEAL. Good gracious.
I know. In elementary school, I was a lot bigger than the girls, like height-wise and muscle, like body build size. I don't know why all these girls were so tiny. But when they would get picked on, they would come to me, and I would go fight the boys off. Wow. I was always fighting the boys on the playground. They didn't mess with me, I'm telling you. I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, you know what? That must be cool, right? Because I'm sure if they look at you nowadays and they see you in these films, because a lot of guys feel bad when they get their butt kicked by a girl. But they should look at you and not feel that bad because they like, okay, well, shoot. Like, at least they could look at their friends now and be like, yo, that girl kicked my butt, yo. See, I got an excuse.
I would, but if it was a real-life situation, I'd probably go into a corner and cry.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like to see people fighting.
Well, yeah,
really
of course.
Don't.
Right, of course not. Of course not. Of course not. So listen, now let's talk about some of the things you have going. Now, there's Miss Nobody. Now, I'm going to go into that because holy moly. That is, I saw so much action in a short amount of time. All right. The first of all, who are the ones behind, who produced and written and directed that? Let's get him a shout.
Well, the short film was directed and written by Adam Hodge, who I just think is an amazing filmmaker. And I've worked with him several times, but this was the first really action-packed movie that he had done. And it was actually written for somebody else who was in the training for the part, but was kind of flaky,
right,
and wasn't really getting it down, and we let her go, and we were all set. I was producing it, and right, we were all set to film, and I was like, well, I've never done anything like this. Can I do it? And he's like, sure. So I trained with Johnny Alexander, who does a lot of television and film fighting, and he's just phenomenal. So he trained me how to fight. We did these two sequences and stuff. We did that for several months, you know, to get it down and stuff like that. But
right,
yeah, this is all Adam. All this shock you see, all the little innuendos you see. There's a lot of stuff going on in the movie you might not pick up the first time, but Adam did all of it.
Well, I tell you what, like, just how long did it take you to prepare for some of the fight scenes in that film?
Well, we trained, we would go to the park, and we started there, and then just kind of getting one fight scene down,
right,
until I got that down, and then the second fight scene, and then we went to a gym where we were on a mat, and then kind of got more aggressive with it, and then on the day of filming, of course, I mean, you just don't hold back. And Johnny was with me the whole time, and helped me and corrected. He's actually the second guy in the movie that I fight with.
Okay.
But yeah, it took about three months to kind of get it down and get really comfortable and gun handling and that sort of thing. I'd never done anything like that ever.
Wow. Now, what was it? Listen, the I don't want to give too much away, but there were some torture scenes in there. When you go back and you watch that sometime, does it make you go, ouch?
You know, the ending was a different ending originally, and Adam called me up, and he goes, okay. He goes, I just want you to think about this. And he goes, what if we did this? And I was like, no, that's crazy. You know, that's over the top. And he goes, but let me explain to you why. And he goes, this you see all the time men do in movies. And men get away with it. You know, when it's their, you know, daughter or son or whatever their revenge is. They always get away with it. But why not have a mother, you know, do something similar? And he also wanted for a movie that was going to be that short and have that, you know, that much action to end it in a way that would be memorable and shocking.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, I hope you had the kind of response, sounds like you did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I ended up loving it, you know what I mean? It's just, what would you do for your daughter or son?
And that's the thing about it is, you know, when you start to watch this film, and there were a couple scenes where the camera would just focus on the look in the both of you's eyes. Again, I try to not give much away, but, you know, just the look between you and your child and that emotion that can happen when someone's in that position and you think that it may be the last person that you're going to see your loved one for the rest of your life. I wanted to say this to you when we got in this conversation. There were some words that the guy that was holding, I'm going to say it without giving a lot of weight, that was holding your daughter, and he said, you know, when he was telling her about holding on to the memory. And that scared me. That frightened me because as a parent or family member or any loved one, you don't want to have to ever hear those words. And so, you know, how did you prepare yourself? Did you know when you were hearing him say that, you already had in your mind, listen, I'm coming to get you. I'll be back for you.
The thing with film that is always hard, I think, when you're carrying such an emotional role, whatever that movie is mm-hmm. because of time and money, you know, you're kind of shooting all over the place, the script. You know, you can shoot the heaviest scene at the end, mm-hmm. you know, and the lighter stuff in the beginning, or you shoot it in the beginning or vice versa. And you don't, I think you have to really have a good preparation as an actor, you know, to be able to create those emotions. But with Miss Nobody, what I was so fortunate about is we were able to shoot entirely from beginning to end the script.
Okay.
So, you know, we got to shoot the first part. So a lot of the emotions and the things that were happening, and I didn't know this until the very last shot of the movie where I'm walking away. I mean, I just started bawling.
Oh,
it was so easy. It was so inside of me. And that was a really incredible feeling. I didn't have to prepare, but the emotions were there. You know what I mean? So then something like that, seeing what you're talking about, you know, it's a little bit more work to put into it. But you have to put your imagination there. And hopefully you get what you want, what the director wants. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you find yourself having to prepare different ways depending on what role? I mean, I know studying a character that definitely differs, but just the preparation that you go through to just get yourself mentally and physically prepared to go to work, does that vary depending on what character you may be playing or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sometimes I read something. And I go, oh, this is so me. I totally get it. You know what I mean? And right. And that's always easier. But something like this, I could have never imagined. I've never had these experiences like I did in Miss Nobody.
Right.
So you have to be able, I learned a lot of these techniques from the school I went to, Playhouse West, but you have to be able to put yourself in those imaginary circumstances and really believe them. But a lot of times it's, like in the feature films, it's a lot of, I write a lot of stuff out. Mm-hmm. I write about the character. I write about a history. You know what I mean? And I think about those things that I write down a lot. So by the time I come to filming, I hope that they're just there. You know what I mean? And also the people you work with, like the other actors. I mean, I love working with people who are so much better than I am, that give you so much more. And if you're listening and you work off them, totally, completely different emotions come out that you weren't preparing for or expected. And I love that.
Right.
And that's just from listening. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, speaking, also talking about some of the people that you work with and how everybody on set can kind of be each other's crutches. Now, talking about Condo Hill, because again, that was another exciting film, but in a little bit in a different way and scary. Big shouts out to Miss Wade and everybody connected to that project as well. Like, what was that like? Like, what, first of all, if you can tell us, what role did you play in Condo Hill? And that's a groovy movie, by the way.
Yeah, Condo Hill was written by one of my best friends, Amy Wade. Right. And she, you know, she works back east in Rhode Island, and she works at the original Tupperware Mill Factory.
Yes.
Which has now been converted into high-rise condominiums. And the place is just phenomenal. Mm. And she wrote a script for all her friends. So, I mean, that's a perfect example of a role that's just kind of me. I'm playing myself.
Yeah.
But, of course, you're in this horrific situation, you know, that you kind of just really have fun with,
uh-huh.
you know, and go with the flow. But yeah, that was a fun movie. It's taken a long time to complete.
Yeah.
But well worth it.
Yeah. You know, I know we, when Amy and I had spoke before, I had joked about that because first of all, that was cool knowledge for, you know, younger generations and people coming up. Is it, again, that is the original Tupperware place. So that was like an amazing, cool fact, number one. But, you know, one of the other things that we joked about when we talked about Condo Hill before is I thought to myself, I said, look, I go, you know, there might be some ghosts still lingering around that place, you know, like. Yeah, because you're shooting it somewhere that's really historic. It's old. And I mean, were you at all? Were there times that you guys got afraid in there?
Yeah. There's some pretty scary areas, especially up in the catwalk and then all the way down in the basement. Pretty scary stuff. I mean, yeah, it's dark. You know, you had to light it up and stuff. And there's a lot of areas that people, the general public or the people who live there, just don't use.
Right.
So, you know, we were utilizing those spots to kind of create that feel in the scary moments. But yeah, and you know what? And even just walking around by yourself, the place is so big. It's so big. And if you don't know where you're going and you do get lost, you do get that feeling in your stomach, like, oh, shit. Like, what the hell? Where am I going? You really do feel that in that space there.
What do they have? You know, when you're working in an atmosphere like that, you kind of think about, well, what if I get lost or, you know, or something of the sort. But that was truly amazing. Now, what are you able to talk about? What character you play? Were you scaring anybody? Did you make it to the end? What happened?
Part in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband and I, we played a married couple in the movie, and, you know, it's all kind of centered around a group of people that come in for the weekend, so it's a very lighthearted and fun.
Right.
But with Condo Hell, I mean, there were so many elements into making that movie besides playing that, but also I was one of the producers on it, so I helped Amy do all the scheduling, staying on schedule, had to cut down. We filmed the movie in 5 days initially, a feature film. So it was like 16, 17, 18 hour days. So I was running that whole production, you know, and then you go and you do your part. But the mill is so big. So if we're filming down in the dungeon, for example, and you forget something and you have to hightail all the way back to up to her unit,
right.
I mean, if you didn't run and take the stairs or the, you know, elevator, it'd take you 20 minutes. So there's like a lot of running around. There's just getting people organized for their scenes, trying to somewhat stay on a schedule. So it was a lot of work.
And going back and forth.
It was Amy's first movie, too, so we were just going through the whole experience together.
Wow.
You know,
now,
making a movie on a low budget.
But it seems like, you know what though, it seems like it came out amazing. I mean, big shouts out to all you guys and you know, supporting Amy on her first project like that. Super duper job.
Amazing. I know, she went all the way. She didn't just go and make a short film. She went out and made a feature film and directed it. It was her first time directing.
Wow.
So yeah, she pulled out the guns on that one.
Now, I got...
And now she's writing Condo Hell too.
What? Already?
Yeah, she's working on it, yeah.
Well, that, you know what, I guess that's the thing, though. Stay hungry and stay focused and stay on it. So, you know, don't let the dust settle too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So, okay, now, let me ask about the writer's ghost. What is that about?
The writer's ghost was, that was, We filmed that in Montana. We filmed it for a month. Uh-huh. I was brought on to produce it, and I'm really happy we finished with the budget that was given to us and uh-huh. on time, so I was really happy with that. Uh-huh. And that's a supernatural movie, and we filmed it in a house that really was haunted. I mean, we would put the sound machine out at night and record all night because we swore this house was moving, but it was actually relocated from the town into this lot, and it was like the biggest piece of shit house you ever saw. I mean, for showers, the water dripped, you know, when our sound guy was sick the whole time from mold, you know, it was quite an experience, but filming in Montana, the people were so nice. They were so happy that you were there filming.
Yes.
It's not like coming to L.A. I mean, we had all of our locations for free. We have three donated. But we would film day for night, so we would black out all the windows.
Right.
But, yeah, no, it was great. That was a great experience. And then because I acted, I had a small part. I had a small part in it. But mostly I produced it.
You know... Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I was getting ready to ask, you know, the question I had was, what role? I mean, and it, that's a, you know, it gets, it the line gets thin, I think. I've asked this question a lot, but the line gets thin with people like yourself when you have kind of, you know, you're versatile. You know, you can play still, or you can play, you know, with a lot of action and movement. Is there the role out there? So my point is, a lot of people look to want to play an action role. You've done it. You're good at it. You're welcome. Is there still in your mind? Is there that role, even from a little girl? Is there that role? Well, no, because you did it. Wow. I was going to ask you a question, Gia. You may have messed up my question.
I'm pretty old now for this industry.
No way.
I'm not saying I can't do it, but you know the rules. I started late.
Let me stop you for a second, so to make sure you get what I'm saying. I always ask people that in this industry, what is the dream role that you could see yourself playing?
Yeah.
I was getting ready to ask you that, but I remember you saying when you watched Arnold Schwarzenegger and you know, from a little girl, how you wanted to play Alyssa Milano. And so it kind of threw me off, because I'm like, wait a minute, like, she jumped right out the gate pursuing her, being able to do that, which is a really exciting thing.
I know what you're asking, though, but I mean, if I could do action films like this, you know, it is hard on the body, and it is a lot of work, which is fine. But I absolutely loved it. I didn't know I would love a role like that so much. It's by far my most favorite role I've ever had the honor of playing. I'm so grateful for it. But I've always imagined myself, with my personality and the way that I am, that if someone would give me a chance and they put me in like some kind of love story, like something like a Jerry Maguire, like a what's her face, you know?
Right.
I can't think of her name. The one with the scrunchy face. You know, like some kind of love. I'm like, I know I win their hearts. I know it. I mean, I love this kind of sappy love story. So I've always imagined if I could just get one of those out of the box. And I haven't played one of those yet. And it's not, you know, it's not some crazy, you know, probably difficult role to play, but that's how I see myself, my personality, and the way that I am. So I still hope to play something
the thing about it is, too, again, when people look at the face, but you know, once more, this is just another compliment to how you master your craft. You have that look also, though. You see what I'm saying? You have that look about you, like that big smile, just, you know, like, you know, the BMW come home to the suburbs, honey, I'm home type. Type of film. And so it's cool the way you can switch to, you know, to doing, you know, all the action gritty stuff. But that was my question that you did answer, was could you see yourself, you know, ever slowing it down a notch on screen?
Slowing it down?
Well, not slowing it down, but just, you know, taking on a different role, like the more like what we were talking about, like when you're the wife of maybe being a housewife or just something as you, like the Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, no, of course. I would love to do a love story.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. You know, but I want to do it all and be challenged. You know.
Wow.
Of course, I think it would be great.
What
would be even better if it was filming in Italy or something?
Get your chance to get away. Hey, listen, I got to touch on this one. I don't know if this, you know, let me know if this one is still going on or not, but this title is so catchy. What is it? I Hate L.A.?
Oh, L.A. I Hate You.
L.A. I Hate You.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was my friend Warren Ostergaard was the producer. And my other friend, Paul Conway, had written it. And Warren, if you look up Warren, I mean, he doesn't stop making movies. He's done really well for himself. And this is a really interesting, crazy, like, psychological movie. And it's beautifully shot. And they sold it overseas, actually. But I played... against William Forsythe, which was just so much fun. Oh, wow. I mean, so much fun. The guy has been around for so long, so talented. So I was really happy to play that part. But he'd given me a part to play, and I jumped on it.
Wow.
If Warren gives me a part, I'll take it.
Listen, going back on Miss Nobody again, are you guys, is there plans to maybe jump that into a feature? Like, that would be a lot of work, I guess, but you guys can handle it. There's so much action in 15 minutes. Holy cow, an hour and a half. Who are you going to get?
I wouldn't have gotten off this phone without mentioning that we already have a feature film in place.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
The feature film, Adam wrote it, and it's ready to go, and we've had someone... go through the entire script to give us a budget for the movie. But so we've, in the last year and a half, maybe about the last year, Adam's been aggressively trying to find a producer or funding.
That's a task. You know what, can I say something? I mean this genuinely. It's almost like a moment of silence. But listen, honestly, you know, and genuinely, I'm glad to hear that. And the reason I'm glad to hear that you guys are making a feature is because the quality of work, first of all, you all did great quality. Even the quality of a millimeter that the film was shot in is beautiful. Okay.
I know.
Now, the reason I'm touched by that sincerely is because you could tell that the effort, the sincereness and the quality and the hard work that you guys, you all put your A game into it. And I feel like there's a lot of action females out there, Gia, but I honestly and truly can say that you are somebody that people want to see doing what you do. I'm serious now. Let me finish because the way that the dramatics, the way you throw your kicks, the way you do your punches, the look in your face, I mean, it's just there. It's there. And I really feel like when you guys make this feature film, this is going to be something that people are going to love. Like, I don't want to compare it and put up other movies, but we know other movies that these action female stars have been, and you really do fit the bill. So that's just me saying that. Like,
I am really proud of this movie. I mean, our lighting guy, our DP guy, I mean, you're right. I mean, everyone, you know, we didn't pay a lot of money. Yeah. We paid everyone, but, you know, not certainly not what they deserve or what they should be getting. And and Adam, I mean, I always say there's no way I could have done this movie without any of these people.
Yeah.
I couldn't have, you know? Yeah. I mean, I just had such great support behind me and such a good story. And I mean, I just show up. I do the work, but these guys make it the way they look. And I think it just is so beautifully made.
Yeah, big shouts, you know? Big shouts out to the whole.
Yeah, I hope people go see it. Yeah, we're selling it on Vimeo.
Uh-huh.
You can rent it for 99 cents.
Uh-huh.
You can buy it for $1.99. It's not that big a deal. You know what I mean?
Right. It's worth it. And I wanted to post that earlier. I said, goodness, I want to put this out. People have to. But I didn't know if I could leak it right then, you know, necessarily at the time. I go, I'll hold on for a second. But that is, you know, people are going to want to go see that. Even the poster itself, the way you're leaning in, you're shooting the gun, you're taking that side shot. Pretty good, eh?
I'll let Adam know. I'll let Adam know you said all this. Adam.
Hey, Adam.
No, he'll listen.
Adam's a good.
He's seen on the website.
Yeah, he's definitely a talented guy. I'd love for sometime you guys to come back and you and Adam and some of the other guys, even the guys you were fighting against in the movie, some of the other actors come on and you know.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and we sit down and you know, talk a little bit and maybe I get a few leaks about this feature film. Who knows? Stuff like that.
Yeah. Adam's pretty. Yeah,
right.
You got to get into his head, you know, he's very quiet.
No doubt.
He's a very quiet guy, and you just go, how did this shit come out of you?
You know what, I could tell.
I
could almost tell that, too, because a lot of times when you see these films are promoted, you know, you constantly see who it came from or who the, and I could just tell that he put, he's focused on his work being recognized more than him.
I know.
It definitely can tell.
I know. He's so shy. Yeah. Oh, stop it. I'm like, Adam, you're so fucking talented. Stop.
Hey, that's...
And I'm like, yeah, but who comes up with these shots? The opening shot, I don't know if you remember when the blade drops into the water glass.
Yeah!
In focus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm also in focus, and I didn't know that filming, but I mean, it, you know,
my
for them to get both.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, that's fucking amazing.
My fingers, my fingers was hurting. I'm like, look at this girl, blood dripping, and she got to sit there and watch. I go, this is right, and I'm thinking that too. Like, who thought of that right at the end? Who thought to take you out of that shot with that? You know, like, but again, that's your.
Yeah, he thinks of all that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, you don't catch that as a regular watcher. I think you know you don't catch those little things, but it all comes together, and you're like, yeah, that was really well made.
And our
lighting guy was phenomenal.
And then look, and I can't sit here and give it away, but there's so many different parts to this thing that I was just like, what in the world? And close to the end, like right close to the end, when you pulled yourself down off of the thing, and I was like, ouch, how the hell did you walk away like that after doing that?
It hurt.
Yeah, you walked away like okay, you know what I'm saying? Like my mission's done. Like totally wonderful job. Listen, let me ask.
And then I cried like a baby.
I know that's right.
Maybe it was too emotional. It was very emotional.
Hey, well, you had everybody right there with you. Look, what any future projects that you guys are kind of looking forward to, or is that in the making? Is that for the next show?
You know, I mean, we're always trying to do something. I mean, with Miss Nobody, we're trying to get the feature done. Yeah. Amy's working on Condo Hell, and I'm filming a documentary on the wine industry. So I'm kind of doing that throughout the year. Just try to find work, you know?
Okay.
Just keep going at it.
A document.
Whatever you can do.
About the wine industry. Okay, you're going to have to come back and talk about that. I need to know some stuff about some wine. I definitely love to hear about some wine, so I know what I should do.
Actually, I wanted to ask you, being you're in Georgia?
I'm in North
Atlanta,
Carolina.
Georgia?
I'm in North Carolina. I'm only a couple of hours from Atlanta, Georgia.
Have you had the sparkling wine Allure?
Yeah, of course I have. Yes.
I don't know. It's it's flavored. Like they do a peach.
I know what you're talking. Yeah, I've tasted it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. No, that's a good one. I'll just leave it at that. We'll talk about it next time.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. Now you're going to make me go find one.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, like I'm going to go find one. Now I'm sorry. Now you're going to make me want to go find one. Like, I know what they taste like, but now you're going to make me want to just go find one and just look at everything on the bottle that I can to, you know, make sure I'm prepared for our next conversation.
Yeah.
No doubt. Listen, any shout outs before we go? Because I want everybody to get your Twitter handles and your Facebook, your social media handles. But shout outs. Run down the shout outs to any and everybody.
I'll just keep it really simple. If you go to my website, GiaFranzia.com, you'll find everything on there. You can click on Miss Nobody, and we have a website for that, link to my website, and you can watch the movie there. And what we post when we have festivals, you know, upcoming festivals and things like that. But everything's on the website. How's that?
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we'll make sure that we keep people up to date and be posting those things as well.
Thank you.
Listen, you, Gia, you're amazing. Listen, also, big shouts out to Chris Morrissey. Big shouts out to him. Big shouts out to everybody. Cher. Big shouts out to Adam. Adam, great job. And the whole cast and crew once again. Anybody you want to say hello to before we go?
I say hello to everybody.
That's what's up. Hey, there you go. And that's the nice side. You know, take that. Hey.
Yes.
Absolutely. Listen, we love you. Make sure you come back and talk to us again. And I wanted to say this too. There's Miss Nobody right now. But think about another one later on down the line. Miss Somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, that, I want Adam to know. You could talk to Adam about that. I'm going to send him your way.
Yeah, because he might figure out a way that, you know, later on down the line after you done finished, handled your business on one end, and maybe you know, now you're living differently or something changed, and now it's Miss Somebody. Like, you're just doing something different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's something to consider. All right, listen, you have a lovely, lovely day. What's the weather like out there for you today? You got a lot of plans? You working today, or?
We have been getting so much rain. It's overcast right now with some rain. I absolutely love it. Bring it on. I'll take rain all day long.
I know, that's right. Listen, everybody all across the land, thank you for tuning in to this segment of the Keith Hurst Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It has been none short of an honor and a pleasure to have the wonderful, multi-talented Gia Franzia on the show with us today. Make sure you stay tuned. The full conversation between her and myself will be posted shortly. Gia, let's do it again sometime.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Love you. Have a wonderful day, Gia.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Everybody out there all across the land, Gia Franzia. Wow. I tell you. She's got a lot going on. We wish her in eternity, an infinity of success. Keep up the great work. Keep bringing us the wonderful entertainment. Again, big shouts out to Adam and everybody out there, Chris, the whole crew doing their thing. All right, y'all keep it locked. Don't forget, we got other episodes coming up too. We got a lot of episodes. The calendar's full. Okay, we got Cher Cherie coming up. We just got mad people. You don't want to miss it. Something big, something exciting is coming up too. We're going to make sure you catch it. All right, your guy, Keith Hurst. I'll be talking to you soon.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Ace Buy 2, Get 1 free paint sale. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the 3rd gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help, because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.